talking about a home, talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said a home,
talking about a home.
I'm talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon and Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Bruce Springsteen, the Boss, with Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, one of my favorites, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 26th through the 28th. At the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, also at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with Rob Pinion and Matt Trower with Charleston Amish Furniture. And that's where today's radio show is coming to you from, is Charleston Amish Furniture. And we're very proud to have Charleston Amish Furniture as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. We'll also be talking with remodeling contractor Richard Runnels with Just Additions and Remodeling. Terry Newby with Charleston Lighting and Interiors, Jen Threat with CRS Marble and Granite, and then a bonus interview with Lincoln Wilson with Spectrum Paint. Well, I mentioned the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 26th through the 28th. I know everybody has a project that they're thinking about for 2018, and you definitely want to make sure you visit the Charleston Home and Design Show to meet all of the experts that you'll need to make sure your project is successful. And visit CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com, CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com for more information. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Charleston Amish Furniture, located at 1401 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard in West Ashley. And now we're talking with Rob Pinion and Matt Trower with Charleston Amish Furniture. How are you gentlemen doing?
Doing good.
Doing very well. It's a Merry Christmas to everyone.
Yes, Merry Christmas to both of you as well. Rob and Matt, take a moment and tell everybody about Charleston Amish Furniture.
Charleston Amish Furniture, we carry a full line of product, including living room, dining room, bedroom, and outdoor.
Mm-hmm.
Amish furniture is made by the Amish Master Craftsman up in Ohio and Indiana. It's a premium hardwood, premium conversion varnish finishes, truly American-made, truly the quality that people want to spend their money on.
Mm-hmm. Not disposable furniture.
It is not. Most of the national chains today will import furniture from China. Mm-hmm. Their business model is for it to last 3 to 5 years or one move. Amish-made furniture is designed to last for three generations.
Mm-hmm. Heirloom quality.
It is truly heirloom quality.
That you'll be passing on to your relatives after you, when you want to.
Yes.
It'll be around for a long, long time.
It goes from the grandparents to the parents to the grandkids to the great-grandkids.
Right, right. And going back to your name, Charleston Amish Furniture, just that name Amish, it makes people think of quality workmanship, quality craftsmanship. You really do get what you pay for when you're buying a piece of furniture made by the Amish folks, right?
You really do. Some people think of, when they hear the word Amish, they think of rustic or country. Amish is more about the quality of the craftsmanship and the premium hardwoods. From a design standpoint, the Amish are not limited. Mm-hmm. The Amish today are bringing forth a lot of designs that fit very, very well into modern contemporary homes. Mm-hmm. You can literally come into the store and match a piece of furniture that you purchased 30 years ago, or you can come in and buy a piece of furniture that would go into the most contemporary townhome here in Charleston.
Mm-hmm. To kind of paint a picture for our listeners, describe the table that we're sitting at right now.
We are currently sitting at a live edge table.
What is a live edge table?
A live edge table, it is literally a slice out of the center of a tree. Mm-hmm. Think of it going vertical. It's an 8-foot slice of the center of that tree. The edges that you see and feel are actually the outside edges of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Live edges come in, it's called a winter edge or summer edge. If the tree was cut down in the summer, the bark will be missing.
Mm-hmm.
The sap is active and the bark just naturally falls off. If you see the bark on the edge, indicates that the tree was cut down in the winter whenever the sap had contracted to the center of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a beautiful piece of wood. It's all natural. You can see, feel, and touch the natural wood.
Mm-hmm. And you were talking about the variety of furniture, and it not being just like country how you described it. These live edge tables are very, very trendy right now, and you see them in a lot of the high end shelter magazines. And so the fact that Charleston Amish Furniture has several of these live edge tables here really, really speaks to the fact that you really can match any style that anyone's looking for.
That's true. We have the largest selection of live edge tables in the state.
Mm.
The wood species range from walnut to wormy maple to sycamore to ash. So all of your premium hardwoods are used with the live edge tables.
Mm-hmm. This is not your first store that Charleston Amish Furniture has opened. Is that right?
That's correct. Opened a store in Landrum, South Carolina. We just celebrated our 12th anniversary there. Then the Troyer family opened up their first Amish furniture store in Ohio back in 1984.
Okay.
So it's Matt is second generation, and this is the third store for the family.
Oh, well, congratulations. You must have a lot of happy customers to be in business that long.
We do. A neat story. Right after we opened up back in May, we've been here in Charleston since May of this year. We had a lady who came in, and she was waiting to purchase a dining room suit from us because her mother had purchased a dining room suit from Matt's dad back in 1985.
Wow.
So it's
interesting.
Truly generational.
Well, I wanted to mention Charleston Amish Furniture is one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 26th through the 28th. And all of the folks who attended the Charleston Fall Home Show back in August got to see Charleston Amish Furniture at the Fall Home Show, and I recall one of our clients. They weren't a vendor at the show, but at our home show party, he walked through and he was looking at a table that you had on display, a dining room table. And he's a cabinet maker. He knows quality, and he took one look at it. He asked his wife if he liked it and bought it on the spot from you folks.
He did. As a matter of fact, he's one of the premium cabinet makers here in the area. And the table he purchased was the Galveston in quarter sawn oak with a Michael stain. It comes with two self-storing leaves. And he also purchased a matching hutch to go with it.
Hmm.
And so even though he was a cabinet maker, he himself couldn't match the quality of the Amish when it come to building a cabinet like that.
Right. And talk about those hidden leaves in the table that you're talking about.
The Amish manufacture their dining room tables to where there's a gear system in the center.
Uh-huh.
Where the lady of the household by herself can just push a small lever underneath, and then the table will very easily spread out. And then both of the leaves are stored underneath, and she can lift those out and place them in the table.
Nice.
And
nice.
That way you don't have to put the leaf underneath the bed, in the closet, or in the attic. It's always very handy. And you can adjust the size of your table on demand to whatever size group you have.
What a great feature. That's awesome. The Charleston Amish showroom, how many square feet is this? This is a huge showroom.
We are 30,000 square feet.
30,000 square feet.
Yes,
and, you know, most people can relate to their own homes. Maybe you live in a 2,000 square foot house or a 3,000 square foot house. Picture 10 times the size of your house here at Charleston Amish Furniture in West Ashley.
We were just counting this morning, and we have 20 different bedroom suits here on the floor, 20 different styles to choose from. Dining room, over 30, and then countless sofas and chairs and ottoman and bookcases and jewelry armoires, curio cabinets, just a lot of, in addition to your traditional furniture, we have a lot of unique type of items in here.
Right, right. Not just hardwood built furniture, but also upholstery.
Yes, all of our upholstered goods come from Smith Brothers of Bern, an Amish company, and you have the ability to choose from over 500 different fabrics. You can choose your back, choose your arm, choose your leg, choose your finishes, attached, semi-attached cushions, matching pillows, contrasting pillows. You can truly come in and design a sofa or love seat or chair to match your decor in your home.
Mm, very good. And I understand that Charleston Amish Furniture, you folks have got a big sale starting in just a couple of days.
We do. Starting the day after Christmas, December 26th, we're having an inventory clearance sale. Everything in the store will be 20% off. And with mattresses, there are 35% off, which is a tremendous deal on the mattresses. A lot of people don't realize that the Amish manufacture mattresses.
No, I didn't know that.
They're very premium quality. One of the neat things about it is they're still two-sided.
Mm-hmm.
Most of your mainline mattress companies nowadays, they only put the padding on one side. They say, oh, it saves money. Well, yeah, it saves them money, but it doesn't extend the life of your mattress.
Right, not a benefit to the homeowner. So big inventory clearance sale starting the day after Christmas, December 26th, and going through
January the 6th.
January 6th. So while you have friends and family at your house this Christmas, you might be noticing some of the areas that you need a little help in, and you know, maybe you need a new dining room table for everyone. They can come. You can come to Charleston Amish Furniture and get that before Christmas. I'm sure you've got lots of looks like you have lots of tables right here, right in inventory here.
We do. They can come in, and we have lots of styles and wood species and stains to choose from here on the floor. And you can purchase today, and we'll deliver this week.
That's great. That's great. How can folks get more information about Charleston Amish Furniture?
They can visit us on our website, charlestonamishfurniture.com. They can visit us here at the store, 1401 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard in the West Ashley area. And all roads seem to lead to West Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can give us a call, 843-225-2513.
And as a landmark, you're right next to, right across the parking lot from Publix.
Across from Publix. We're right beside Burlington.
Yeah, and this is the old Condon's department store building that Charleston Amish Furniture is in for those people who have been here in Charleston for a while.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Rob Pinion and Matt Trower with Charleston Amish Furniture. And thank you, gentlemen, for hosting today's radio show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Charleston Amish Furniture, located at 1401 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard in West Ashley. And now we're talking with Richard Runnels with Just Additions and Remodeling. How are you, Richard?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Tim.
Sure. Richard, take a moment and tell everybody about Just Additions and Remodeling.
Well, we're a full house remodeling company. We do everything from start to finish. We do in-house design. We do all the permitting, everything. We do kitchens, bathrooms, additions. Additions is a big part of our business. We like to, you know, part of my niche is that we design additions that look like they were always part of the house and not added on. We've been around here 15 years. Right now the business is good. Mm-hmm. It's a good climate out there. We're very busy, but always looking for more business.
Right, right. Well, you know, this time of year, there are a lot of people who know that they've got projects on their to-do list for 2018. They don't really want to pull the trigger yet. And it's kind of funny because as soon as January 1st rolls around, that's when they're ready to go. And but they know what the projects are in their mind right now, and it makes sense to just to maybe reach out to a good quality company like Just Additions and Remodeling, just to start talking about those kinds of projects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we find that too. I mean, this time of year, this is actually a kind of a slow time for calls for leads this time of year. People aren't really thinking about it before the holidays, but you're right. Right after the holidays are done, you know, tax season comes, people are really thinking about projects. And January is one of our busiest months with estimating,
booking business.
It's really one of the busiest times, January, February.
Right.
You
know, it's funny when you drive through some of the established neighborhoods around Charleston, you think, what a great location. And look at that little house, or look at that dated looking house that's on this great piece of property. And I know a lot of our listeners can relate to that as I say it, because they're living in one of those homes that maybe they want a new kitchen, or maybe they've run out of space. They want an addition put on. Talk about, you know, what are some of the first steps that someone should take when they know they want changes, they make changes to their home, they don't want to move and get a new house because they love their location. What are some of the steps that they should take?
Well, the first step is they could call us, make an appointment, and we'll come out and do a free consultation with them. We need to evaluate what can be done, what they're, you know, what they can do, because you have, you know, setback requirements, and you have, you know, different zoning issues that you need to find out if, you know, you can add on, or you know you can go up, or just remodel what you have. Those are the things you got to find out in the first consultation with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And so somebody doesn't have to have the whole complete plan in their mind of what all they have to do is say, I know for sure I want a new kitchen, or
exactly,
I want a new bathroom, or I want to add an ensuite onto my house so that I have a beautiful master bedroom suite, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And then you'll take it from there. You'll help them.
Exactly. You know, I tell them first, I says, I'm not going to come there, and I'm not going to just, you know, put my ideas and tell you, this is it, this is what you got to do. It's a collaborative between the homeowner and myself to come up with what they want. I give them my ideas. I want all their input, what they want to do, and whatever ideas they have, and we put it together.
Mm-hmm.
And we may go back and forth a few times to you know, get it down to what they want.
Mm-hmm. 2017 has been a very busy year for the home remodeling business in Charleston. Just Additions and Remodeling, you folks have stayed pretty busy this year, haven't you?
We have. This has been our biggest year since we've been in business.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Congratulations on
Thank
that. Tell us about some of the projects you've worked on in 2017.
We did a whole house remodel on Folly Beach that we completed a few months ago. We took the house. It was an elevated ranch house, and we basically stripped it down. We put two additions on it, built some beautiful decks on it, remodeled the entire inside, new kitchen, new bathroom. We added a bathroom on it. We put a screen porch, and the nice thing about this job was we built a big deck on the back, and we actually put a sunk a large hot tub into the deck, and it looked beautiful. And they're right on the water. Mm. It was just a beautiful project. That came out really nice.
Nice.
That's a big project, and you know they come around once every 1 or 2 years. Most of our work is just maybe additions, you know, a large addition or you know, kitchen bathroom remodel, that type of thing.
That Folly project, it kind of hit a number of different areas of the home where you can help a homeowner, whether it be the big deck that you said that you put on, and you said you put on an addition as well.
We added a screen porch and a separate bathroom, master bathroom.
Nice. Yeah. So bathroom remodeling as well. The kitchen was okay. They had that taken care of.
No, we remodeled the kitchen.
You remodeled the kitchen too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Very good. Very good.
Pretty much a whole house remodel.
Nice. Yeah. What other projects did just additions and remodeling work on?
We've done several additions. We're currently finishing up a master bedroom suite, bathroom addition in Mount Pleasant. Two of them actually. We're finishing up a garage conversion where they made into an extra room in Mount Pleasant. And we've done several kitchen and bathrooms, you know, throughout the year.
Right. Mm-hmm. What when it comes to remodeling, there's that old saying that you always hear from the contractors. We don't know what's behind the walls until we get into them, and you know, so. How do you handle those unexpected surprises, and how do you kind of break maybe the bad news to the homeowner when you encounter something you didn't expect?
Well, we try to be as thorough as we can when we plan these jobs. I mean, you know, experience plays a big part of it. I mean, you know, we've been in similar houses, we've ripped out similar houses, we kind of know what's behind the walls, but sometimes there's always something there, something going on that you don't see. It's hidden. You know, we spell it out in the contract. We have a clause for unforeseen things that, you know, if we encounter something that it'll be, you know, that we have to move or change or something, it'll be of an extra charge. If we do run into this, immediately we inform the customer that, you know, there's a pipe in the wall that wasn't anticipated. There's some rot in the wall that wasn't anticipated. And those kinds of things we deal with right then. If it's an additional charge, we tell them what it's going to be, and they accept or decline it, you know, before we go on.
Do most of the just addition and remodeling customers move out of their house while the remodel was going on, or how do you handle that?
Not most of them. I wish they would all move out. I mean, man, that would be ideal. Deal situation for a contractor,
right.
But no, the whole house remodel that I talked about earlier, that that was empty.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the jobs, no, they're there, and we learn to work around them.
That just seems like that would be such a big challenge when the homeowners are living in the house, working around them. That must mean you have to do a daily job cleanup, for example.
Oh yeah. I tell everybody, even all my workers now, half of remodeling is cleaning, because we're working in people's houses. They have to live there, you know. They have to come home at night and, you know, eat and sleep and in their house. And nobody wants to do it in a pile of dust, pile of dirt. So, yeah, every day it's clean, clean, clean. We, you know, we seal up the doorways. We put plastic partitions up where we need to, and we try to protect it as best we can. Dust is always going to get through when you do a remodel, but we just try to contain it as best as possible.
Mm-hmm. How about your subs play a lot of loud music while the job's going on?
No. I don't allow that. I mean, not to say they don't play music, but not if a customer is in the house, not if a customer is around. You know, it's on a quiet basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody blast music.
How about out on the street? Where do the company vehicles park and so forth? You pulling up on the neighbor's grass and so forth?
Well, we're parking where we can. I mean, you know, every job, every situation's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, generally it's a driveway. You know, if there's not enough room, it's in the front of the street. You know, it's in the street in front mm-hmm. of the house or yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're getting in and out as quickly as you can.
Mm-hmm. That's the name of the game.
Well, good. Well, how can folks get more information about Just Additions and Remodeling?
They can call us at 843-352-7341, or they can go to our website, which is justadditions.com.
And come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show January 26th through the 28th, and you'll see the Just Additions and Remodeling display at the show, and talk to Richard Runnels. Well, we have been talking to Richard Runnels with Just Addition and Remodeling. Thanks so much, Richard.
Okay, thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Charleston Amish Furniture, located at 1401 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard, right near Publix in West Ashley. And now we're talking with Terry Newby with Charleston Lighting and Interiors. How you doing, Terry?
I'm well today. Thank you.
Good. Terry, take a moment and tell everybody about Charleston Lighting and Interiors.
Charleston Lighting is located in West Ashley, 1640 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard. We're a full-service lighting showroom. We have the largest number of certified lighting specialists mm-hmm. on staff. And we also have one of the largest showroom, full-service showroom. If it lights in your home, we can provide it for you. From the non-frill recessed cans, exhaust fans that are behind your walls to all the decorative pieces in front of mm-hmm. The wall. We're full budget. We can service any budget requirement that you may have. We do full new construction and also remodels, so we can handle any size project that you may have. And you'll have to stop in the showroom and see us.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to building a new house or maybe doing a big remodel project, most people won't go to a big box store to buy their lighting. They'll go to a store that specializes in lighting, like Charleston Lighting and Interiors. Why do people, when they need maybe just like one or two light fixtures, then feel like they can just go to a big box store versus going to Charleston Lighting and Interiors?
Well, I think sometimes they just want to get in and out and pick up a product, and they're thinking they're getting a better price point. However, we have two large showrooms, one in Augusta, Georgia, and one here, and we have buying power. So usually we can beat a lot of prices that are out there on the internet or in your box stores. And also there's value added with coming in and talking to a specialist, because you may not be getting the proper illumination that you need. You may not pick out the right size that you need. For example, many people don't know how far above a table that you should hang a chandelier, and they're all questions that we would go through with a potential client coming in and make sure that they get the best product for the space that they need.
Mm-hmm. That's something else that I think people are maybe not aware of, is that when they shop at Charleston Lighting and Interiors, you folks are going to do a complete takeoff on for all of the lighting that's being purchased for the home, and then you're also going to walk that home with the homeowner mm-hmm. to determine where all the light fixtures are going to end up, right?
Correct. When we work on a new construction project, we meet with the clients before any wires are ran and make sure that all what the architect drew for that space is actually what the client really wants, and may trigger some questions that they hadn't thought about. Maybe they needed more illumination or less illumination. So we'll go through all those options with them before the electricians even get in there and start doing rough-end wiring. And the benefit to that is, when you think of something after the fact and the drywall is already in, it becomes a change order, and that equates to extra dollars being spent on the project. So we try to eliminate all that up front. And lots of times we spend months working with our clients before they actually have their CEO or CO issued for their new project. we're on site. We're available for the electricians when they call. So when they act, the client actually picks out all their lighting, we are in touch with the builder, the project manager, the electrician, and the homeowner can step back and say, okay, I picked what I want, and then we'll make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Another thing is a lot of people are living with bad lighting in their homes, and they just sort of get used to suffering. They just know that that's a dark part of the room or this or that. But it's not supposed to be that way, right? I mean, you folks at Charleston Lighting and Interiors, you're trained to illuminate the home and make sure that there aren't those dark spots.
In the entire room where years ago we used to just put a chandelier in the middle of the dining room, that's not the case today, because then you'd end up with all dark corners. We try to illuminate the entire space and create different levels of illumination in a room. So it gives you, if you have a very tall ceiling, you feel the space of that ceiling. And also with the dark lighting, the fixtures that you have in your home now, you can update easily by adding new LED technology to them. There's the incandescent bulbs have been replaced by LED, or are being replaced, and you can buy new light bulbs that look just like your incandescent bulbs and put them into your fixtures and even have them on dimmers. Most of the LED light bulbs out there are dimmable options now. The price points are coming down, so you can easily update your recessed cans that you have with the new LED light bulb, which will give you brighter, whiter light in your space.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about what you're finding homeowners when they're building new houses. What types of light fixtures are they purchasing in 2017?
I think folks have really come on board with the LED technology, and folks are very interested in saving power and getting more light in their room. And the LED is great because it doesn't have a heat factor to it. So it helps with your air conditioning and your heating, so you're not overheating your room or cooling it because you have 10 recessed cans that are burning at 60, 75 watts that are producing a lot of heat in a kitchen, for example. So that is helping out. And it's very easy just to replace the light bulb. All the construction that we're doing now, we're doing completely LED. We're replacing the incandescent recessed cans with LED recessed cans, or even just doing an LED baffle as opposed to an incandescent baffle. We also are leaning toward a trend where we're getting away from the recessed cans, where you can just enter or have the electrician wire a junction box and you can wire a LED. It looks like a baffle from the outside, but on the inside it's not. It's a very small disc that can wire into the ceiling, so you don't have to have a housing behind the ceiling and then a baffle in front. Mm. So that's new technology that's come out. That's, maybe in a year or two from now, we won't even be dealing with recessed cans. We'll just be using this material. So the market is really changing drastically in this LED technology. The price points have come low, so people can afford it now. There's also another product that came out that you can get a standard recess can and replace it with a baffle that has a Bluetooth wired into it. So you can have your music playing through your recess cans now with this Bluetooth technology that's come in. So that's kind of a cool factor.
How about finishes?
Well, they have all different finishes. They have bronze finishes, chromes.
No, what's popular for finishes?
Oh, I'm sorry. Basically, well, in the ceiling for recessed can baffles, typically we'll do white because it blends into the ceiling and it goes away. But if there is a finish outside, some stained wood finishes, we'll do bronze finish. But as far as finishes for interior, it seems to be polished nickel and chrome is the trend right now. And also, like a winter gold finish, there's more brass, warm brass tones coming in, not the old polished brass that we used to have. Mm-hmm. It's more a warm polished or a warm brass finish that they have.
Interesting. Well, how can folks get more information about Charleston Lighting and Interiors?
We have a website, Charleston Lighting and Interiors, AND is spelled out, You can go there. We also have a great website where you can click and view our products. We have roughly 200 manufacturers downloaded in there. It will give you all the specs. It will give you the pricing. We also have a sale tag on there that you can click and see what actually is on sale. There's always something on sale in the showroom that would be marked. Also, we have a very large selection of table lamps. The whole showroom is filled with different table lamps and floor lamps if you're looking for some lamps. And we have over 100 ceiling fans on display. So we have the largest display of ceiling fans in the area with different finishes. And ceiling fans have taken on a life of their own as well. Used to have a white and a brass ceiling fan. Now there's so many different finishes, mm-hmm. different sizes, cool options for ceiling fans as well.
That's great. Well, we have been talking with Terry Newby with Charleston Lighting and Interiors. Thanks so much, Terry.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Charleston Amish Furniture, located at 1401 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard in West Ashley. And now we're talking with Jen Threet with CRS Marble and Granite. How you doing, Jen?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Jen, take a moment, tell everybody about CRS Marble and Granite.
Well, CRS has been in the granite business or stone business since 1996. Mm-hmm. We have four locations along the East Coast, and we have been in Charleston 4.5 years. Mm-hmm. We are a natural stone and quartz distributor. We sell directly to the fabricators who cut and install, but the good thing about us is that we make it easy for homeowners to actually come in and hand select their kitchen or a bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Why is it a good idea to start at a wholesale, a natural stone wholesaler like CRS Marble and Granite versus going to the fabricator first?
Well, sometimes they do go to the fabricator first. It really just depends on whether you see an ad of hours first or somebody has told you go to a fabricator first. It really doesn't matter. If you come into us first, you will take a look around and we will write down everything that you look at. We'll tell you about it, and we can tell you a price range. We cannot tell you the pricing because we sell it to the people who cut it for you, but we will send all of that to whoever you want us to. You can give us 10 different fabricators and we will send it to all of them. Mm-hmm. And they will get you pricing and you can decide who you want to go with.
Gotcha. So the reason I was asking is if you go to the fabricator first, ultimately you're going to have to pick out that slab of stone. And CRS Marble and Granite, you folks sell the slabs, right?
Well, if you go to the fabricator, they will usually send you out to us anyway.
Right.
So either way, you're going to probably make your way out to us.
Right, rather than look at small samples, you can
correct.
Look at the big full-size slabs.
And some fabricators have a good stock, but, you know, some of them don't, so mm-hmm. you would come to us.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Because even though you might look at a small sample at the fabricator, that might not be a good representation of the entire slab of stone,
correct,
right?
Correct, correct. And a lot of times, if there is no big difference in that stone, you don't know where your stone is coming from. If you don't see the full slab, you might get a stone with a huge, you know, patch that you didn't want there, that you didn't know was there. Mm-hmm. So it is best to come pick it out for yourself.
About how many slabs does CRS Marble and Granite have on hand at any one time?
We have over 300 colors to choose from. That is granite, marble, quartz, quartzite, soapstone, all of that included. We have LG Viaterra that we carry, about 30 colors in stock, and we have our own line of CRS quartz as well.
Okay. And I know you can't quote exact prices for customers because it's all dependent on the cuts and the edging, and there are detailed questions that the fabricator will ask the homeowner in order to give an exact price, but how do you
help a homeowner maybe steer them from, you know, maybe the most exotic type stones, which are the most expensive, to maybe maybe someone is putting some stone in an apartment and they're looking for more of a basic?
Well, if someone is looking to just flip or rent it out, we would kind of guide them over to a cheaper option. If they are looking for their own home and are not sure of their budget because they don't know how much the stone costs, mm-hmm. we will tell them, okay, put maybe one from each category, and once you get your pricing back, you can see the difference mm-hmm. between all of them.
Do you use like, I know some places use like a one star through four stars or some sort of a something to help the customer know that this is the most expensive stone and this is the less expensive over here?
Correct. We have letters A through E. A being the lowest, E being the highest.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Just curious, like for those the highest priced stones, what's like hot right now that people are buying?
As far as the high, Avalanche is pretty expensive and very, very popular right now. It's
what's it look like?
It's cream and beige swirls.
Okay.
Very beautiful.
So it has a lot of movement in
yes.
it. I think that's the term that mm-hmm. a lot of the stone people use. And movement, I always think of it as like if you were looking at lava flowing down a volcano, you can see the you know, it's moving. And that's what, if it were to freeze right there in the spot and get cut into a countertop, you could see that movement versus maybe like an ubatuba, which is a very solid black sort of color with gold specks, right?
Correct, yeah. It's very, very interesting, all the different colors that come out of the ground and just how they have been frozen in time. And we just dig them out, put a polish over it, and, you know, that's how it comes out. And there are so many different colors that we don't even have yet, not just us, but any other distributor mm-hmm. doesn't even have. There's no way to get every single color that comes out of the earth, but you would be surprised. Mm-hmm. It's like working in an art gallery.
Oh, yeah.
Natural.
Where is CRS Marble and Granite importing your stone from? Like, what countries?
We have many different countries that we import from, but mostly Brazil.
Brazil? Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your preference? Do you like stone that has movement or more the solid color?
I love movement. I love color. And I say, if you're going to get it, I feel like you should really go for it.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that you're going to be living with. And it's very, very important. So you may as well love it. I mm-hmm. love color.
Yeah, and the nice thing about getting some stone with movement is it's going to be different from the next slab there too, and so you're really getting a very unique countertop versus maybe that solid color black or something like that. What about
Well, I wanted to add on
yeah.
to that. So, two colors that are very popular right now are Fantasy Brown and Shadow Storm. And yes, every block is very different. So we have 8 different lots of Fantasy Brown, which means they look completely different. And then 7 of Shadow Storm,
mm-hmm.
which means they look completely different. So you are safe in betting that your house won't look like somebody else's house.
Right. That makes sense. You know, one thing that's very important when you're trying to pick out that perfect slab is the lighting. What's the lighting like at CRS Marble and Granite? Because some places you can go and the lighting's not so good, and you're not getting a true representation of what that stone will look like in your own home.
Correct. That's something that we have found out is very important over the years. If you do not have the correct lighting in your warehouse, you are not going to be able to see the exact color of that stone and how it might pop. or how your paint color looks with it, how your cabinet looks with it. It's very, very important for you to have good lighting. So we have a brand new facility on Stahl Road, and that was one of the main things that was most important to us. Second to the actual space, you know, that we wanted, the lighting. Mm-hmm. We have tons of lighting in there, and they have been dropped down, lowered closer to the stone, so you can actually see what's going on with it.
Very good. And is CRS Marble and Granite running any kind of specials now?
Well, we always have specials running. We actually just had a Black Friday sale, but
maybe a gift card giveaway?
Actually, yes. If a homeowner comes into, or a contractor or builder comes into our showroom and takes a look around, we will give you a $25 gift card.
Very nice. Just for visiting CRS
Marble. Just for visiting.
Marble and
Granite. Yeah, we hope that you are renovating. We hope that you're picking something out. But yes, just for walking in and mentioning the ad.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about CRS Marble and Granite?
Well, you can call our shop at 843-207-3336. We'll tell you all that you need to know. You can go to our website at www.crsgranite.com. Mm-hmm. We are on House, and we are on Facebook.
And where's your physical location again?
7246 Stahl Road, Suite 200, North Charleston.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Jen Threet with CRS Marble and Granite. Thanks so much, Jen.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Lincoln Wilson with Spectrum Paint. How are you doing, Lincoln?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thank you.
Good. Lincoln, take a second and tell everybody about Spectrum Paints.
Spectrum Paint, we are a company that was founded in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We represent Benjamin Moore and PPG paint products, as well as various sundry items. We were established in 1989. Here in the Charleston area, we were previously Lord and Evans Paint. We were purchased in 2012. We have 5 stores in the Charleston area, and we have 78 stores across 12 states here in the United States.
Gotcha. Why doesn't everybody shop at a paint store, a specialty paint store like Spectrum Paint, versus going to a big box store where they sell, you know, just about anything?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is they do sell anything. So I think a lot of folks, when they're shopping for more items than just paint. It's a convenience thing. Once you get into the store, you can, you know, knock off things off of your list. However, if you're looking for expertise and service to help you with your actual projects, I find that the paint stores seem to have a little bit higher level of expertise with the employees.
Definitely, and I've always heard that when it comes to if you've got a paint project, when it comes to budgeting, don't ever buy cheap paint. The paint itself is a small percentage of the cost of the paint job. So never compromise on good quality paint. You need that good quality paint, and you're definitely going to get that at an independent paint store like Spectrum Paint. And what are the brands that you folks carry?
We carry Benjamin Moore. We carry Pittsburgh Paint or PPG. We also do Lenmar Lacquers, Gemini Lacquers. We represent a lot of different companies. Mm-hmm. And you're correct. Unless you have something that you don't really care about. In other words, your project is something like a, you know, an old fence or something where you're not worried about the performance of the product, then you can go cheap on your paint. But, you know, you get to a certain point to where it's going to fight you, is what we say. You know, mm-hmm. you get a certain level where the product itself doesn't have enough solids in it, and it's going to be harder to get that job done. And you're saving some money, but you're losing out on the amount of effort, the elbow grease, you know, that you put into it. And the other point that you touched on, Tim, is very correct in that the paint is not as big a part of the project price a lot of times as the prep work. Mm-hmm. You know, getting the right kind of sandpaper, making sure that you're using the right kind of primers, making sure that you have done the prep work before you paint. A lot of times, you know, it can take you three or four times as long to prep a situation than it does to actually apply the coating. Mm-hmm. And that's a big part of what we do, is we ask a lot of questions of our customers because we want to know exactly what they're dealing with so that we can make sure that they don't ever have to go back and correct things or fix things, because that, once again, gets into time and money.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So the prep is very, very important. If you don't, it's garbage in, garbage out. If you don't do what's necessary to paint whatever you're painting up front, it's not going to last as long. You're not going to get the result that you're looking for.
Yeah, correct. And there's a misconception that a more expensive can of paint, you know, and lots of companies have your upper tier, you know, your premium level paints, and those aren't priced higher simply because they want to make more money. They're priced higher because of what goes in the product. We look at it from the solid content, and what that means is how much of the product in the can is actually going to stay on the wall or the surface versus how much is going to evaporate out, whether it's an alkyd, you know, oil-based product with solvent coming out, or whether it's a latex product with just, you know, it's water that's coming out. How much of that product in, you know, how much in the can is actually the paint that's going to stay on the wall versus what's going to leave and go into the atmosphere. So that said, you know, if you're paying $55 for a gallon of paint, that's reflecting what's in the can. Mm-hmm. And it's going to perform much, much better than, say, a $22 gallon of paint. Mm-hmm. So it's not so much that they're trying to, you know, any of us are trying to make more money or up our profit margin. It's about what level you want to be. For instance, if a homeowner comes in and, you know, if it's their home and they own it, then you're going to want to spend a little bit more money. You're going to be there long term versus if you're renting. You know, if you're just renting, you want to check with your landlord. Sometimes the landlord will pay for it. But, you know, there's turnover rates, mm-hmm. just like with the college kids here at the College of Charleston. You know, every 6-8 months, you know, they're moving out and they're repainting. Mm-hmm. Well, it just doesn't make sense to spend, you know, $45, $50, $55 on a gallon of paint when you're going to be repainting again. So that is a big factor, knowing your situation and making sure that you're getting the value for the product that you're buying. And what you're looking at is several categories. You're looking at color retention, which is a big part of it. You're looking at the flow, the self-leveling properties of a paint are very, very important. Blocking, which is the ability for a paint to not stick to itself. Say if you have a door, like my parents have a door that every time you open it, it goes, it makes that noise. And it's because the paint is not blocking well. It's not handling that well. Mm-hmm. And these are all things that come into play. So if you can check off all of these categories in a positive way and say, yes, this paint is doing all of these things that I need it to do, then the value is there. Mm-hmm. Versus, say, a cheaper paint, like we said before, it's not going to block, it's not going to hold its color as well. And that brings us to another point where exterior products versus interior products. I often advise people when they're going outside to go ahead and spend that extra money. That extra $8 to $12, maybe even $15 a gallon, you're going to get the benefits you need outside. We live in a rough part of the world. We have extreme temperature changes, both, you know, daily and yearly. We have high moisture, humidity. Right here on the coast, we have a lot of salinity, you know, especially out like the Kiowa and downtown. We're getting a lot of moisture that's not just regular rain. There's a lot of factors, salty, salinity, and things like that. So these are all things that you want to think about when you're purchasing these products. If you're looking to save a little bit of money and you're inside and you don't have a lot of sunlight or something that's going to fade the paint, then you can drop down and save a little bit of money and still get the performance that you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. I got a good laugh this summer. I was driving my daughter to soccer, and we drove by the Habitat for Humanity store up on Meeting Street. There was a sign out front that said free paint. and she like turned to me really excited and goes, "Daddy, free paint." I had to talk her down and just explain about the, you know, never compromise on buying cheap paint. Always buy good quality paint like we're talking about here.
Yeah, it's you know, for the effort you're putting in, you know, it's definitely worth it.
Right. We've got about 2 minutes, and I wanted to ask you, you know, a lot of times the beginning of a new year, people are looking to maybe redo their kitchen. They might have some good quality kitchen cabinets, and they want to change the color. Maybe they want to, maybe it's like that stained oak look cabinet, the old fashioned kind, and they want a nice painted cabinet. Is that something that someone could do on their own, or maybe hire a paint contractor? What would they do?
It is. I mean, part of the deciding factor is how detailed your cabinet doors can be. If you have like dental mold or rope molding or something that's got a lot of detail, it can be intimidating. And even then, we can advise people how to do this. A lot of times we'll ask those questions of how detailed are your cabinets. But it's a lot easier now to redo cabinets. There's a product, it's a pigmented shellac primer, and it allows you to prime over whatever your cabinets are, because a lot of times you don't know. It could be lacquer, it could be just a polyurethane over a oak stain, something like that, or it could be a painted surface. But regardless of what it is, you can prime it with the pigmented shellac, and then find any problems, any surface problems, burrs, and then once you sand those out, you're ready to top coat. And the nice thing about this product is that it sticks to almost any surface. You don't have to do a lot of prep. And then once you've done that, you can top coat it with whatever product you would like. You can put lacquer over it, although lacquer has to be sprayed. In most instances with homeowners, we're looking at brushing and rolling, which is fine. But we advise them to take your doors and drawer fronts off and let gravity help you by getting them horizontal. But you can put anything from latex. You can put the new hybrid products, which is a waterborne alkyd, which is a combination of both, or oil. So it leaves it open to the homeowner to be able to choose what product they want. And we can advise them on that as well. Mm-hmm. Once again, it's about your commitment level to the situation. You know, are you going to be in the home for another 20 years? Are this really, really important to you? Or is this something that maybe you're just wanting to resell and you're just wanting to make them look nice? I mean, for all you know, the next homeowner may rip the cabinets out and put something new in. Mm-hmm. But these are all questions that need to be asked. Mm-hmm. And it's not nearly as intimidating as it seems. A lot of people look at their cabinets and go, I could never do this. You can mm-hmm. do it. We can get you the products and the things that you need to make it a smooth, easy job for you.
Well, you just made the case of why you need to shop at an independent paint store like Spectrum Paint, because you folks are going to ask many, many more questions than you'll ever find them asking at the big box store. And you're not just wasting people's time. You care about the outcome of the paint job, and you want to make sure that they do it right. How can folks get more information about Spectrum Paint?
We have a website. We're at spectrumpaint.com. You can look us up on the internet. We are located, my store is the downtown Charleston store. We're at 1063 Morrison Drive. And we can also be reached at 843-722-1056. And like I say, if you go online, there's a listing of all of our stores. We're in Somerville. We have two stores in Mount Pleasant. We're out on John's Island, headed to Kiowa. Look us up. We'd love to have you come visit.
Very good. Well, we've been talking to Lincoln Wilson with Spectrum Paint. Thanks so much, Lincoln.
Oh, you're welcome. Talking about a home, talking about a home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do instead of home. Talking about a home. Not talking about a one-night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home. Yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday